Bikurim Perk Alf Mishnah Ches. Hifrish Bikurav, person's mafresh bikurim, nivzazu, it was looted, namaku, or it got rotten, nignivu, or stolen, avdu, was lost, oshenitmu, or became tame, mevi acherim tachtehem, veinu kaira. So he brings other fruits in place of them, but he does not read the parasha bikurim. And the reason that you don't say the parasha bikurim on the second ones, like the Rambam says, because those aren't considered the rishis. Then the Mishnah Rishonah says, though, that if a person had in mind when he started taking the Bikurim, he had in mind that anything in the future he's going to add on as Bikurim, that these aren't the only fruits that he's saying, then he says as the Davar Pashut that for sure you would say the Parsha Bikurim on the second batch, even if you lost the first batch. But Pashas we're dealing with is that he did not have that in mind, and he just brought this as his Bikurim. And the one that's Tameh, that's the reason you don't bring on there, because you're not allowed to bring Tameh fruits as Bikurim. And in all these cases, you don't say the parasha. But on the replacements, if a non-Kohen would eat the replacement, he would not pay a chomesh. The Rav says, but this Mishnah that says that he doesn't have to pay a chomesh, this is not the halacha. Rather, the Rav says, the halacha is that you are chayv a chomesh. Nitmu ba'azara. However, what happens if you brought it into the azara? And the Taisis Yontif says that this that we say, that it became Tami in the Azara, is Lav Dafka the Azara. It's really anywhere in the Harabayis. The Azara is to teach us a different Chiddush. She gives different examples of what the Chiddush should be. But really, anywhere in the Harabayis that a person would bring Bikurim, at that point in time, he's not responsible once it gets lost. He's not Chayiv Bachriyusan. So it's Lav Dafka, Azara, it's anywhere in the Harabayis. That then it becomes Tami. Noifetz ve'eino kare. So Noifetz, to go with what the Rav says, is he just gets rid of the fruits. He's menapits the fruits. He moves away the fruits from the basket, and he then gives the basket to the Kohen, because the fruits are Tameh. But the basket is given to the Kohen, because it says, V'lokach ha-Kohen ha-tenem yadecha. And the drush is that sometimes the Kohen only takes the ten of the basket. But you don't have to bring fruits in its place, because once you bring it to the Harabayis, you're not Mechayiv anymore, Bachriyusan, like we just said. Ve'eino kare, and you don't read the parasha at this point. Obviously, because you don't even bring the fruits, you're menapitzit.